This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A San Jose State University women's volleyball team member can play in a conference tournament this week thanks to a federal appeals court. That's after a lawsuit claimed that the player should be ineligible on the grounds that she's transgender. The latest ruling says the players, coach, and others who sued should have filed their complaint earlier rather than waiting until less than 2 weeks before the tournament to seek an emergency injunction. Today's ruling by a two-judge panel upheld a recent decision by a federal judge in Denver. The Mountain West Conference tournament starts tomorrow, with Colorado State holding the top seed. A class action gender equity lawsuit over back pay for female faculty at CU Boulder could have a larger impact. The university settled the lawsuit for $4.5 million. Madeline Collison is one of the attorneys who handled the case. She says not just the women in the lawsuit will benefit.
Actually, it improves conditions for all faculty, because everyone knows now what everybody's paid, and it's going to likely raise the wages for everybody there.
Under the settlement, CU agrees to do a salary equity analysis every 3 years and be transparent about faculty salaries. It also denies any allegation of wrongdoing. And the Colorado Springs City Council passed an ordinance today restricting the location of psilocybin healing centers. The new rule would ban the centers from being within a mile of certain places like schools, daycares, and drug treatment centers. Critics say the ordinance is a de facto ban on the centers, which are meant to treat conditions such as PTSD. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.